When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Alderman Ray Lopez is with us, representing the 15th Ward. You watched the video. What is your reaction to these new violence interrupters or untouchables or the fact that citizens are trying to do what the city cannot do?
Well, good afternoon, Lisa. That video was god-awful horrific. I could feel the pain of the hit from the bottle of watching that. And it's sad that in the city of Chicago, the third largest city in the country, we have to resort to private citizens taking up the position that they have to defend themselves and each other, because this administration fails daily at keeping people safe, not only in their neighborhoods, but on the CTA public transportation, which is so vital for so many.
Alderman Lopez, we have had the president of the CTA. We've had the president of the union on. We've had everybody that we could talk to address this issue of violence, and they all say they're working on it. They're working on it. But what, in your mind, needs to be done to put a stop or at least curb some of this violence?
Well, first off, they need to stop lying to the public. They're not working on it, Lisa. They don't really care, because if they cared, they would have addressed this in February when this first became an issue this year, going back 2 years ago, February 2 years ago, when then Acting Superintendent Beck said that he was going to add 50 more officers and 4 committed detectives to the mass transit unit within CPD, creating a force of 250-plus officers. We are down now, 2 years later, 100 officers from that specialized unit because this administration refuses to commit to public transit safety. We need a dedicated unit within the authority to focus solely and only on keeping people safe on public transportation. We can't have a police department pull officers at will from that unit simply to make up for staffing shortages elsewhere. Right now, people are afraid. They are scared, and you could hear it in their voices, where they have no other choice but to use public transportation.
Yeah, they've got to get to work. They've got to go to school. I mean,
they've got to buy groceries.
Right.
How do you do that under the threat of fear, knowing that's your only option? And when you continuously hear things are great, we're doing everything we can, it's just a bad joke right now. $30 million on dogs and security guards. Nobody has seen them. They're not keeping people safe. And yet we still cannot come up with the most basic of solutions, which is to put police officers with arrest powers on these trains, on these platforms, to keep people safe.
Okay, Alderman, I just got a text. They said taking videos of fights or muggings is very popular in the subculture that exists. My son teaches in the south suburbs, and fights happen every day, and the phones come out immediately while someone is getting hurt. When are we going to start identifying the people? The video footage in many of these crimes, their faces are very clear. People obviously know who they are. Sometimes their names are uttered or there's nicknames. So when do people start standing up and saying, hey, I know that guy. He lives down the street from me.
You know, that's a very great question. And many people do often stand up. But the better question is, why isn't our police department using the technology we have of facial recognition, of the surveillance cameras, not just what people take, but what's on the trains, buses, and stations, why are we not following these individuals where they live? If we can identify them from the command center that is at CTA headquarters, why are we not pursuing that? Why are we not pushing our social media units to pursue warrants for these phones that are on these trains at this point in time to see who's actually reposting and playing these videos? All of these things we're leaving on the table because the message we're sending is very clear. We as a city are not concerned with catching these individuals.
Alderman Raymond Lopez, let's say you win this election and you're the next mayor of Chicago. What do you do immediately to try and curb this?
I'm immediately going to cancel that canine unit and use that $30 million contract to bolster a police unit dedicated solely to the police, solely to the CTA, made up of law enforcement officers. I'm going to instruct CPD's units for social media to investigate who is posting, who is filming, and we're going to start tracking these individuals down, because we often find that they routinely use public transportation to attack not only ridership but other communities. I will bring this to an end. and start showing consequence for these actions.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Stay safe.
Alderman Raymond Lopez, 15th Ward. Hey, coming up next, we'll talk to Peter Greenberg. He's a travel expert, host of Eye on Travel. I often wonder what people in other parts of the country think about when it comes to traveling to Chicago. They're reading what we're reading. They're watching the same videos. We'll get his response on that. But also, are you losing some of your rewards points, your mileage points because of inflation? Are they more valuable? Are they less valuable? And about the list that was released of the best airlines in the world, many of them are probably not airlines you fly. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.